You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So that right there is brand spanking new Royal Trucks. That is crazy. So the whole Royal Trucks situation totally cracks me up. So if you know nothing about the band, they were formed in like the late 80s. Like they were young, like teenagers, like in high school. Anyways, they were pretty big in the 90s, and they have since come back, and this is probably my most favorite interview ever. So can I give you the highlights of the Royal Trucks interview? So this is in The Guardian, and I found this on Facebook, I don't know, like last month somebody posted it, and it totally cracked me up. So these guys are so messed up. So Jennifer Herrema, she's the lead singer of the band. So it's just two of them, Jennifer Herrema and Neil Haggerty. And she's just so crazy messed up, like just strung out on drugs, like nonstop. Like that's always been like her thing. Him too. And so here's their interview. I'm going to read the title of this. "I'm out, man. Royal Trucks reform. Then split up in the middle of this interview." So the guy who interviews them, his name is Alexis Petridis. I think that's his name. Yeah, Alexis Petridis. I'll just read you the highlights. So this is a opening sentence. "I am exactly 18 minutes into my interview with Neil Haggerty of Royal Trucks when he informs me that I'm wasting my time." And then he says, "I'm out of the band." He nods when I ask him if I've heard him right. "I'm not touring. She steamrolled right over me, man. I'm not just doing this as a favor." Sorry. "I'm just doing this as a favor to Fat Possum." That's the label, of course. "The album I did not approve of. I have no idea what it is. I've heard like 10 seconds of one song. I'm out, man." That's so crazy. So then, okay, so that's his deal. And then, so he was married to her. So these two used to be married. And then apparently into the interview comes Jennifer. Apparently just all just cracked out. And let's take a look here. Let's see. I got to read you the highlights of this. Let's continue. Hold on. I got to tell you about this. Oh, wait. I lost the spot I was going to read. So basically, she's just kind of crazy, like utterly crazy. Okay, here's my favorite part about it. "When I arrive in California, however, it seems my fears are misplaced. Herrema turns up at my hotel wearing an enormous pair of furry boots, a designer bucket hat, and an electronic ankle bracelet. The story of how she ended up under house arrest is so long and convoluted that I quickly lose the thread. But it's something to do with being pulled over for having a faulty brake light, her driving license, and the sheer number of times she was arrested for drug possession in her youth." So there you go. You see the photos of these guys. They're just so messed up. So they're both alive, just here's some more highlights here. This is okay. This is a snippet of a previous tour. Okay. So here's some info on a previous tour. "A disastrous tour culminated in an intervention during which Herrema punched Haggerty, and Haggerty attempted to have Herrema forcibly committed to a mental hospital. The pair divorced and didn't speak for 15 years until a lucrative offer to play a California festival came in. The show was a success despite the pair declining to rehearse. We really can't promise anything, says Herrema of the band's famously volatile approach to live shows. But people are going to get something in real time. They're not going to get the set we rehearse every night. We're going to make it difficult on ourselves and therefore perhaps them." God. Anyways, there you go. We just heard the title track off their new record called White Stuff. Yeah, that's a shocker. White Stuff. Okay. Anyways, my show's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I, reading that article when I read it for the first time, I just was in so much awe. I just was like, what? Like, it was just fun. Just awesome to read. I have to share. So there you go. That's new Royal Trucks for you guys. All right. What do we have next? Oh, I don't even know. I was so excited to find that article to share with you guys. But I have a lot of stuff set up here. Anyways, I think I told you my name's Anita B. Blah, blah, blah. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here until 8. And I was not here 2 weeks ago because I was back home. Back in my home area. That would be the Motor Cities. It was good. It was a fun trip. It was nice to see some just lovely, darling friends. And nice to catch up. Nice to go out. And hey, maybe I'll play this song now. So I went out to the show in Detroit at the Marble Bar. Let's find this here. It's a really cool venue right in the city, close to the house that I own, as a matter of fact. It was a benefit show for like a soup kitchen thing in Corktown. Let's see. Here we go. Yeah, here we are. this band played. They're called Dark Red. And let me see if I can find what I'm looking for. Okay, here. Yeah, this is it. Hold on one second here. Oh, I'm so ill-prepared. Here it is. It's kind of a funny story. So I go with my friend. So I meet my friend Lisa and Brittany, some good friends. And there's this guy there. And I'm like, hey, I know you. And turns out he did my hardwood floors at my house in Detroit. So this was like, I don't know, last year. Really cool guy. And of all things, his name is Robert Smith, just like The Cure. And he's like a tall black guy with like a really cool afro. And he is the lead singer of this band that I'm going to play for us, which is called Dark Red. And they're kind of reminiscent of like the Jesus and Mary Chain. You know, that kind of deal. And I really like them. Nice guys. And it was a fun night. So here we go. I've come back and I've discovered a new band. It's always nice, right? Okay, so let's continue listening to music here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is the song Terra. It's a single from the band Dark Red. It was published. It was released back in 2011. There we go.
Tried many times before and learned my lessons well. Never
All right, I love that. That is Dirty Beaches. Dirty Beaches is just so chill and so interesting. Dirty Beaches is Alex Zhang Hung Tai. Alex Zhang Hung Tai. And he's a fellow Virgo, born one day before me. You know, in case you want to give me presents, that would be his birthday, September 4th. He was born in Taipei, but he's lived in Vancouver, so he's Canadian. But he's lived everywhere, all over the world. Now, he used to go by Dirty Beaches. So the name of that song we heard was called Goodbye Honolulu. But now he goes by his name. So he goes by Alex Zhang Hung Tai. And what can I tell you about him? This is of interest. He, in June of 2017, appeared in the fifth David Lynch-directed episode of the revival of Twin Peaks, which is cool. That's kind of cool. He played with Dean Hurley and Riley Lynch as part of the group Trouble, and he played sax in the scene. And the song was Snake Eyes. All right. Of interest. Okay. Before that, we heard the OCs with a new song, new record. They have a new record. We heard a new song off their new record. We heard a song off their new record. And it is called, let's see, Smote Reverser. That is the OCs. They're out of San Francisco. If you've never seen the OCs, you need to. They're crazy, crazy, like probably the best live band you can see. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, before the OCs, we heard, right, the band I was telling you about out of Detroit called Dark Red with the song Terra, which is a single. The time is 6:53. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B. And what do we have up next? Yes, I have something planned. Good. I've just had such a crazy hectic few days, like crazy hectic. Oh, God. Like just before I got here, I had to pick up my car, which was at the shop because there was something. God, my car is only 2015. It's not that old, but the like panel lights up with something wrong with the ABS and stability lateral control or something. And I'm like, oh, great. So I brought my car there. What? Yeah, like this. How'd that work? Brought my car there this morning. It feels like such a long day. It feels like it's been a week. Brought my car there this morning. Had to go back to work. Blah, blah, blah. Walk home from work. And have kids, but I couldn't pick them up because blah, blah, blah. I don't have a car. And then I end up getting the car back, but then I have to bring it back because the parts don't come. Oh, I've just been so crazy busy. And then in addition to that, like checks that, you know, you write out for like certain dates in the past. And you're like, why have they not cashed these checks, right? This is like, they should have cashed them like 2-3 months ago. Well, they just cashed them. I don't know, like a day before my mortgage was due. I was like, oh, great, thanks. Now I have no money. So I'm like running around at banks and it just seems like nothing is at this moment right now going very easily for me. It's very, very, ugh. And Mercury in retrograde really kicked my ass like pretty hard. Just so many issues, like you have no clue. My flight coming back from Detroit 3 times, it was rescheduled. First time it was like canceled, and then they're like, then they put me on from like a different airline, and then it was oversold and they bumped me off that. So then I had to like stay home for an extra night before I was able to come back on like a 5:51 flight a.m. So it's like so nuts, and that's just like the tip of the iceberg. So many things, but whatever. I hope you know. So in case you're into astrology, what we're at now, so Mercury officially went out of retrograde I don't know, like a week ago or something, but we're still technically in what they call the shadow phase, which means it's not fully moving, like in relation to the Earth's orbit. It's not up to full speed. I mean, it's full speed, but it's all about perception, whatever. And apparently I think it comes out like right in the middle of April, so that means like everything should be going forward like smoothly versus all kinds of miscommunications. That's what Mercury in retrograde is all about. It's just like, and it wasn't just me, all my friends, everybody, like a friend lost like a wallet, like just got a ticket, just like tons of stuff like that. Okay. I'm going to stop talking because I'm stressing myself out. Let's move on. Okay. Let's listen to the debut record from Hutch Harris. Now, who is Hutch Harris? Well, he is the lead singer of the Thermals, who are no longer. Those guys out of Portland. He's a Portland guy. And yeah, so this was released only in November. And I love the Thermals. Thermals are so good. So Only Water is the name of it. And we're going to hear the song, I Will Try to Forget You. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Make sure that's on. All right.
I'm sorry I was cold. I was lost in myself. I'm sorry for the hope I gave you that I could be somebody else. You're out of my life. You're still in my head. I will try to forget. Try to forget I felt this way. Try not to even breathe your name. Try not to make the mistakes I made with you. I will try to forget I felt this way. Try not to even breathe your name. Try not to make the mistakes I made.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
MRG Concerts presents Pop Punk Powerhouses X Hex. They will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guest Feels on Friday, April 19th. Tickets are running low, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Dang, I gotta get my tickets. I love X Hex. They're like one of my favorite. Oops. That would be Mary Timony and Company. So three-piece out of Washington, D.C. I've seen them. I think I've seen them once, at least. And Mary Timony, ex of Helium. Yeah, that's her claim to fame. She was also in a band, actually, with Carrie Brownstein and Janet Weiss of Slater Kinney called Wild Flag. Maybe I should play those guys, too. That would be good. They've got some good songs. But anyways, I'm going to play them right now. So let's listen to some X Hex. This is the deal. And I need to get tickets, apparently. It says that they're running low. So that's what, April 19th? That's a Friday? Sounds like it's going to happen. All right, X Hex here on CITR with the song. What is this song called? Hold on a second here. Oh, yeah, Tough Enough. That's right. Tough Enough from the record, It's Real. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is Fashionism, probably my most favorite local band. I love Fashionism. I've loved everything about them. I like the people. They're just, they put on a crazy, awesome, fun show. Now the question is, who's in the band? Well, they are a co-ed band, so you've got Jeffrey McCloy. He's the lead singer. He used to be in a band way back in the day, back in like my day, called the Disgustines. Yeah, he also used to tour with the Smugglers. Yeah, he was he's been in lots of different bands. You've got Robin, that's the female, and then you've got Joshy, and you got Alex. I used to be in a band with Alex, of all things. It's so funny how my very first Vancouver band, we were called the Go Devils, and Alex was the second drummer before I left. So we overlapped. I played with him, and then they got a new bass player, and then I went off and formed another band. But anyways, there we go. That was the Go Devils. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, but anyways, who cares about me and my old bands? That was Fashionism. So good. So please check them out. All right, what did we hear before that? Let's take a look. XX, yes, of course. We heard the song Tough Enough from their new, very brand spanking new record, It's Real. Before that, we heard Bob Mould as well with some new stuff. Just released like less than 2 months ago. It's called Sunshine Rock. And Bob Mould, of course, formerly of Sugar in the 90s and then Husker Du, probably more famously Husker Du. Who doesn't love Husker Du? With the umlaut, Husker Du. Okay, I'm going to stop that. The time is 7:14, and let's take a look at the weather. How does that sound? Let's see what's happening. We are in Vancouver, and the weather here currently is 13 degrees Celsius. And when I was coming in, you could see this like massive front, like to the north, like over North Van, West Van, like the skies were black, pitch black. And you could almost see like the edge. Was pretty dramatic. So let's take a look here. The overnight low, that's not bad at all. It shows 7. Yeah, that's right. An overnight low of 7 degrees Celsius. And then tomorrow, the forecast is rain and a high of 13. And then, oh no, wait a second. I'm confused. Today is not Thursday, is it? Today is Wednesday. Okay, let me try this again. Tomorrow's Thursday with a high of 15, mainly sunny. And the overnight low is 9. There we go. Then we head into Friday and Saturday, which is forecast as being rainy. So Friday, Saturday, highs of 13 and 10. And then we head into Sunday with a mixed bag. It looks like there's a sun icon with a very dark cloud. So that should be interesting, with a high of 12. And there you go. That is our forecast into the weekend. All right. What else do we have? Okay. Talking to myself. Okay, so right now we're going to hear something from the local band Lie. They are an all-female band, and I've seen them. I've seen them play, and they put on a good show. Very good show. All right, the song we're going to hear is, what do I got here? It's called Country Boys, and they have a new record out called Hounds. And there we go. So let's take a listen. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'm Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottoms. Bell Bottoms.
They might need a mom. They're gonna come with.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that we just heard is new. I've been playing a lot of new stuff tonight. Broken Social Scene out of Toronto with the song Boyfriends. I like that song a lot. It's from their, as I mentioned, new record called Let's Try the After, Volume 1. From the way I was looking at it, it looked like it said, Let's Try the Altar. I was like, oh, you don't want to try the altar. That's kind of something you don't want to really, you know. Yeah. Okay, so Broken Social Scene. Now, before that, we heard, oh, I love that song by Beck. I discovered it not long ago. It was released in 2017, and I think it was on a TV show. So you can find it on a compilation entitled Resistance Radio, The Man in the High Castle. Of course, it is a cover of Elvis's Can't Help Falling in Love. He does such a beautiful job of that. Love Beck. Now, it's sort of, okay, so I played the John Spencer Blues Explosion prior to that, which then got me thinking of Beck, because back in the 90s, they were all sort of like, all, you know, appreciating each other's stuff. The Beastie Boys, like all those dudes were like, I don't know, kind of in the same circle. So yeah, as I mentioned, we listened to the John Spencer Blues Explosion prior to that with their rockin' song Bell Bottoms off their, I want to say 1998 record, Orange. I definitely had that record, and I really liked the sticker. I remember I was very excited when I got the sticker, and I put it on my bass case. You know, if you like stickers and that kind of stuff, if you're in a touring band, you know. Oh, I've got quite the collection. All right. No, they're all old because I'm old. Okay, the time is 7:36. I just sound like a ray of sunshine, don't I? Oh, today, though, made me just, I feel like I'm 100 after the past few days. I've just been juggling. I think I mentioned that. Just everything I'm juggling. It's like I can barely sort of accomplish my little tasks of the day. I'm just hustling really hard. I made it through to where I'm supposed to be today. But, you know, everything was tentative. And yesterday, I feel like the day before, whatever. Okay, what did I say? It's 7:37. I'm here until 8. Now, at 8 comes on McConan. McConan and his show Mix Cassette. Very cool guy, so stay tuned for him. Right now, though, we have new Modest Mouse. How exciting is that? They don't have a new album out, but they have a new, a couple of new singles. Yeah, so they've released the A-side of a 7-inch that's coming out. So it's called Poison the Well. That's what we're going to listen to right now. And they are, yeah, they're coming out on tour very soon. So they're, well, not very soon. What am I saying? They're going out on tour in September. And they're touring September, October, all the way through to the end of November, culminating in Vancouver. Yeah. Now, I'd go if it wasn't at, like, Rogers Arena. Somebody recently asked me to go to a show. What was it now? Oh, it was the Pixies. The Pixies and I think it was Weezer. And I was like, where? Like Rogers Arena. And I'm like, no, thank you. And they were like, why not? I'm like, what do you mean, why not? It's like an arena rock show. Like, it's just not my thing. I've seen the Pixies in smaller venues. And that's where it's at. But I don't know, arena rock? Blech. Okay, I'm going to stop complaining. Let's listen to this new single from Modest Mouse. As I mentioned, it's called Poison the Well. Ooh. That's not Modest Mouse, though. What can I tell you about Modest Mouse? So Isaac Brock, if I'm not mistaken, he was born in Montana, or at least spent his early years in Montana. That's what I know that for a fact. Then moved to Issaquah, Washington, which is just outside of Seattle. It's like an outer suburb, an outer eastern suburb of Seattle. He's an interesting character. Lots of sort of fabled stories revolving around Isaac Brock. Heavy drinker. Just lots of just nutty stories, I feel. He's not the most, for everything I've read about him, not the most stable guy, but definitely intriguing. So, I don't know. Let's see what he's got here. This is Poison the Well on CITR 101.9. FM Vancouver.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.
Whirlpool will be bringing their ever-evolving sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on April 13th. You don't want to miss this. With guests Hatchie and Claude, grab your tickets at Eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Well, that was quick. All right, I'm back. Let's take a look. That was the Coathangers. That just seemed to cut out like instantly. And just typing it in. That is from their new record called The Devil You Know. We heard, let's make sure I've got this straight. Bimbo. That's the name of the song. It's called Bimbo as I'm typing this out. Okay, Bimbo, The Devil You Know. Okay, good. Okay, awesome. Before that, we heard something from the local band Dumb with the title track off their new record called Club Nights. Now, that record has not even been released yet. What does it say here? It says it releases June 7th of 2019. So there you go. And then before that, we heard something from 1995 and the Motor City band The Gorries with the song You Little Nothing. You can find that on a 7-inch of theirs. And New Modest Mouse before that. Okay, the time is 7:53. That means I have 7 more minutes until McConan comes on with his show, Mixed Cassette. And I'm going to play us something from the Brooklyn band called Teen. They also have a new record out. So, yeah. They are, well, let me just play the song. Okay, we're going to hear the song. Let's see that I got this straight. Oh, yeah. You know what? I think I'll just leave us with this song. It's called Connection. It's a long one. So we'll hear that song, Connection, and then I will be back in 2 more weeks with my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am Anita B, in case you're curious. And I've been doing my show forever here at CITR. But anyways, let's, there you go. Let's celebrate baseball. Let's celebrate spring. Let's celebrate, I don't know. Oh, you know, the Final Four is on this weekend. That's exciting. Go Michigan State. And the Pistons. Last I checked, I think they're still in sixth place. So it looks like they're making it to the finals, the playoffs. Not the finals, but the playoffs. I just saw them lose to the Pacers the other night, which was quite sad. And let me tell you, the people in Indiana, the crowd, they're very, very inbred looking. I hope you're not from Indianapolis, because I don't know, they're just kind of a sorry looking bunch of people. Bunch of just very, I don't know, depraved looking white people. I was just really kind of fascinated. Okay. What time is it? 7:54? Yeah, maybe I'll play not the 7-minute song. I don't know. Let's just see. Okay, maybe I'll play the song Connection. Let's hear that. As I mentioned, this is the band out of Brooklyn. They're called... Oh, that's not them. Let's hear the song Pretend. This is 5 minutes. And there you go. I'm going to stop talking. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, GITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific,